Good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, January 29th, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. How are you, David?
Yeah, good. Yeah, had a nice weekend and ready to get this work week rolling, I guess.
We're kind of in a thaw. I don't know. Beautiful weekend. We went hiking in to Hovenweep.
Yeah.
That's really what's incredible about this country is we've got high country and low country, and about 365 days a year you can get out and enjoy something somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So nice out there. Yeah. Been a nice weekend, and yeah, great. It's always, you can always find an area to enjoy the Red Rock country and year round. Well, again, morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, glad you joined us for another edition of the show. We've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. A couple of series of meetings are starting up today. San Juan County conducting a housing needs assessment. The assessment is being conducted by Points Consulting and is aimed at identifying housing demand in San Juan County. As part of that assessment, 5 public meetings will be held throughout the county starting today and going through February 1st. So that first meeting, January 29th, will be at the Hideout Community Center in Monticello from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow, they'll have a meeting at LaSalle Community Center from 1 to 3, and then later that evening, a meeting at Blanding City Council Chambers from 6 to 8. On January 31st, a meeting will be held at the Bluff Community Center at from 10 a.m. to noon, and then a public meeting will be held on February 1st at the Monument Valley Welcome Center from 10 a.m. to noon. So again, this housing assessment underway. We've got a big report about it in the most recent edition of the San Juan Record. That's also available online at sjrnews.com. But again, looking at housing needs in the area, where to address housing needs in the county, and should be an interesting study. And again, their first public meeting, looking for input and sharing information. It's going to be tonight in Monticello.
Yeah, those are going to be a great series of meetings, and it'll be very interesting to see what they come up with. We all know there's a problem. And they'll committed to come up with some solutions, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some good ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess it's that time of year where folks are doing a big series of meetings. According to a report from the Navajo Times, the Navajo Nation Water Rights Commission and Navajo Nation Department of Justice's Water Rights Units, they're hosting 9 public education meetings on water rights. Their first one taking place tonight at the Navajo Nation Museum in Window Rock. Tonight, January 29th, they'll cover a variety of topics, and they'll have a bunch of meetings as well. They'll have also today a meeting at the Ganado Chapter House from 2 to 5, February 2nd meetings in Chinle and Pinyon, and February 5th is probably the closest to the area, is where they'll have a meeting in Kayenta from 9 to noon, and Tuba City from 2 to 5. So that's a look at some local meetings information going on throughout the Red Rock area. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. You know what, actually, we'll take a break and we'll come back with some more news and happenings. We'll tell you about an assault charge against a Shiprock man. Also take a look at a proposal to raise additional funds for national parks. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
San Juan County is conducting a housing assessment and needs to hear from you. This is your chance to voice your opinions about housing costs and availability in San Juan County. Be sure to attend one of the 5 meetings that are scheduled this month. These public meetings will be held in Monticello, LaSalle, Bluff, Blanding, and Monument Valley during the last week of January. For more information and to RSVP, visit the San Juan County Economic Development and Visitor Services Facebook page. That's facebook.com/San Juan EDVS.
Start the new year off with a faster internet experience from Emery Telecom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of residential e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month, and discounts are available for qualifying households. Plus, free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Give Emery Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emerytelecom.com. Emery Telecom, your local advantage.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick 1 hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Monday, January 29th, 2024, 9:15 a.m. And glad you joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in studio. Taking a look at a report out of the Times Independent on national parks needing more money and possible solutions. Sophia Fisher with that report. You can read it in full in the latest edition of the Times Independent or online at moabtimes.com. But The discussion is about levying an extra $25 on every international park visitor, according to research from the report from the Property and Environmental Research Center there in Bozeman, Montana. That could net the National Park Service $330 million annually, charging $25 for international park visitors. The National Park Service reports they currently need $22 billion for deferred infrastructure projects, such as maintaining roads. And, of course, Utah National Parks, Monuments, and Recreation Areas alone need $387 million. Of course, visitation has jumped in the National Park Service over the past decade. And, there's discussion about increasing costs for international visitors. There's a conversation about that, of what that may do to visitation. Would that increase or decrease visitation, or have visitors spend maybe more time in a single park? You know, what impact would that have on lower income visitors as well? So interesting conversation, interesting discussion there in the Times Independent. You can read that full story, those full thoughts and discussions about that at moabtimes.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, the U.S. Attorney for District of New Mexico and Federal Bureau of Investigation Albuquerque Field Office announced an indictment charging Tyrell Benally of Shiprock with assault resulting in serious bodily injury. The 25-year-old, according to the indictment, assaulted Jane Doe on January 1st of this year. The assault resulted in serious bodily injury. Of course, indictment is only an allegation, and defendant's presumed innocent until proven guilty. If convicted, Benally faces up to 10 years in prison. So, news there out of the U.S. Attorney's District's Office in New Mexico and the Shiprock area. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, We have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, there'll be a couple of services today. Funeral services for Mavis Claire Cosby are at 11 a.m. this morning at the Blanding North Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 9:30 to 10:30. She passed away on January 21st at the age of 92. She was born on Christmas Day, 1931. Another service today will be held for longtime Cortez resident Kara Laura Eimel. That's at 10 a.m. at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. She passed away on just shy of her 99th birthday. And there'll be a celebration of life for David Ovison at 11 a.m. on Saturday, that's February 3rd, at the Ertel Memorial Chapel. David, you may know him as Grumpy. Grumpy Ovison was 76 years old. He took on Grumpy as his CD handle back in the days that CDs came out and the name stuck. So, David Grumpy Ovison.
It's maybe stunk, too.
Yeah. It's an awesome name. Grumpy. Anyway, his service is Saturday. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got more news and happenings coming your way. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
It's the after Christmas sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January white sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug After Christmas Sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with the Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Friend. I have always thought
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, January 29th, 2024, 9:24 a.m.
And that song we just heard 58 years ago today was the number one song in the land, We Can Work It Out by the Beatles. It spent three non-consecutive weeks at number one. The song was the Beatles' 11th U.S. number one hit, and just 2 years after they made their debut on the Hot 100. 11 in 2 years, that was pretty heavy stuff. On January 29th, 2002, President George W. Bush, in his State of the Union address, branded Iran, Iraq, and North Korea as the axis of evil. On this day in 1964, Dr. Strangelove was released in theaters, a classic by Stanley Kubrick. And on this day in 1854, Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven was first published. Big hit, dark story, The Raven, set in Baltimore. The Baltimore Ravens got their name basically from this story.
Yeah.
They had a tough weekend, too.
Yeah, they did.
Man. Today's Curmudgeon's Day, to celebrate all the cranky people in your life. Oscar the Grouch, or Mr. Mooney from The Lucy Show. George Costanza is a good curmudgeon. The old lady at the cashier, or your grandfather sitting on the porch yelling at those kids to get the baseball out of their yard. They're all grumpy. They're grumpy old guys. Blow them a kiss on this fun holiday. Today's Curmudgeon Day. It's the birthday.
Blow them a kiss.
Well, that's.
Is that what it says?
It says blow them a kiss. That's just a recommendation from a website.
Wow.
Man.
All right.
I'll have to edit these websites.
No, I just
It's the birthday of W.C. Fields.
Oh, you ready to move on?
He's like the original curmudgeon.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's mostly a masculine day you think of a curmudgeon, but man, the Karens of the world are making a good run for curmudgeons can be female too.
Yeah. Man, I feel bad for someone named Karen now. It's got a whole meaning. But yeah, it's apropos too, that obituary for old Grumpy too. That fits in there.
Yeah. Grizzled old newspaper editor. It's almost a part of our title that we're curmudgeons. We're curmudgeonly. So I'll do my best today. It's also Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. I miss the good old days. So bubble wrap was invented in 1957, and it was in 2015 that they invented a new type of bubble wrap that's not inflated and doesn't pop, and it's cheaper or whatever. But the good old days of bubble wrap, when you could pop a bubble and get a satisfying pop out of that, that was good stuff. So it's Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day, but I'm still a little bit bitter that in 2015, this cool stuff, bubble wrap that was fun to pop, went away.
Mm.
Now we got this stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess it works. So it's also National Bible Day today. Birthdays today. Oprah Winfrey is 70 years old. Actor Tom Selleck, Magnum P.I., 79 years old. And actress Catherine Ross is 84 years old. She was in The Graduate and in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Catherine Ross was awesome. This could be a local birthday. In fact, we'll call it a local birthday today for writer Edward Abbey. He was born today in 1927. Of course, he died in 1989. Wrote a ton of classic literature. Really kind of invented a genre of environmental advocacy, public lands management. He wasn't quite very keen on it. Wrote Desert Solitaire, The Monkey Wrench Gang, Hey Duke Lives, and a bunch of other stuff. Quite a writer. He was a veteran who went to college on the GI Bill and became a very popular, revered writer in many circles. Cactus Ed. The San Juan Record, we had, I guess you could say Nell Dalton was curmudgeonly. She was awesome. A rancher's wife. She was a tremendous writer for the San Juan Record, and she had her strong perspectives on public land management and the writings of Edward Abbey. And she made a statement once in her weekly column that as a rancher's wife, if we had a bull that was acting like Edward Abbey, we'd castrate the bull and make a steer out of it. Anyway, that blew up. People were so offended. You know, How dare you say that about an icon, Cactus Ed? But Edward Abbey loved it. He thought it was some really saucy writing by Nell Dalton. Anyway, so Edward Abbey's birthday is today. We had weekend birthdays for Julie Holt on Saturday, Cory Bunker on Sunday, Bruce Bunker today. I think it was Brad Bunker's birthday on Friday. The Bunker family has four birthdays in a row on four consecutive days. So happy birthday to all the Bunkers out there who are celebrating their birthdays. Today's birthday also for Daniel Hunter. If you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com. We have a fun announcement. We were able to track down the Dove Creek Veterans of Foreign Wars. The VFW post has a birthday calendar. So we're going to integrate Dove Creek area birthdays here.
Awesome.
Should be fun.
Well, speak of Edward Abbey, it reminds me of this quote that he said that stuck with me too. Growth for the sake of growth is the ideology of the cancer cell.
As
a famous quote of his, is just kind of, interesting.
Happy birthday to Cactus Ed.
Yeah. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Morning show sponsored Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and send you over to the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. Send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services, radiology and ultrasound technologists, and a medical biller. Also, the Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a victims advocate, light equipment operators in the North and South districts, and a sheriff's deputy in the North District. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has an opening for a diesel mechanic at their facility in Moab. It's full-time work and pays from $22 to $27 an hour depending on experience, and it includes a great benefits package. You'll work on a variety of diesel and gasoline vehicles and equipment. Download an application online at swssd1.org or call 435-259-6314 for more information. The mailing address is 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, radiology department, and a marketing assistant. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's the new year, and it's time to look to those projects you may be planning. Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard has the pieces and parts that you need for any project, big or small. Plumbing supplies for those pesky repairs, and every hardware item to put things together. Hand tools, paint, sealants, space heaters, and fans. Walker True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Is the best time to buy a new vehicle from Performance Ford of Moab during our end-of-year sales event. We have deals on every vehicle, from Mavericks to Super Duties, and thousands off F-150s. Don't let your money go to Uncle Sam. Buy new and get a business write-off. We offer a variety of financing options and rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s, 0.9% on Expeditions, and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Performance Ford of Moab. Doing deals like never before. It's that easy.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Monday, January 29th, 2024, 9:38 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Taking a look at the sports report here. Let's take a look at the regional sports report first. Taking a look at NBA action over the weekend. Start with the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix was in Indiana. They fell to the Pacers 133-131 on Friday. On Sunday, they also lost to Orlando at the Magic. Tonight, they're in Miami taking on the Heat at 5:30. Let's take a look at the Utah Jazz. The Jazz defeated the Charlotte Hornets 134-122 on Saturday. Tonight they're in Brooklyn taking on the Nets at 5:30. Finally, taking a peek at the Denver Nuggets on the weekend. They defeated the Philadelphia 76ers 111-105 in Denver. Nikola Jokic with 26 points in the victory. Tonight they host the Milwaukee Bucks. That tips off at 7.
That's NBA. Got to mention NFL. What a day yesterday. A couple of big games. Championship Sunday. Have a Super Bowl matchup here in a couple of weeks between the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Anyway, incredible games yesterday.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty incredible, and it's all set for the Super Bowl. Taking a look at the local sports report, it was the divisional wrestling over the weekend in the state of Utah, and San Juan hosting their divisional there in Blanding. A couple of champions out of San Juan, Chad Yellow placing first for the Broncos. Also placing first was Parker Snyder, as well as J.D. Palmer. A couple of runners-up as well there for San Juan, including Logan Keith and Trace Bennett, those finishing in third, Jared Burke, as well as Declan Hellquist, and Mike and Keith, all placing third there. So good showing for the Broncos. Let's take a look at the Monticello Buckaroos. They also had their divisionals in the 1A tournament there in Telos. A couple of champions for the Buckaroos, Arturo Gutierrez, John Lieber, along with Thomas Fulmer and Cameron Carpenter, all taking first at that regional tournament. Amongst those taking second had Landon Shumway, Zach Thane, Chandler Henderson, Tavin Black, and Jerem Robison. That's for Monticello. A couple of other wrestlers qualifying for state as well. A couple of Whitehorse Raiders qualified for state as well, including Lance Sinigini took fourth and Lucas Collins took fourth. So that was the divisional wrestles over the weekend, and all set 2 weeks from now, the state wrestling tournament in Richfield, Utah.
Yeah, so a great weekend. Of course, had basketball action Thursday and Friday. The San Juan Broncos had two big wins in region play, and Monticello boys and girls won on Friday night in Price at
Pinnacle
Canyon.
Price. Yeah, yes. Yep. So the girls got a win. 31-25, Monticello girls beat Pinnacle. Monticello boys beating Pinnacle 46-38. San Juan beating North Sevier and Gunnison Thursday and Friday. And, of course, Friday night was the Battle of the Drum. Big matchup between the Monument Valley Cougars and the Whitehorse Raiders. In the boys' game, it was the Whitehorse Raiders who won 60-58, so a tight contest.
Wow.
And Whitehorse getting the victory there, region victory. Monument Valley girls, again, they're the number one team in 1A, and they walked away with a big win over Whitehorse, 73-48. So high-scoring affair there, Monument Valley.
Whitehorse is a tough team, too, mm-hmm. But, boy, Monument Valley is on a roll.
Yep. Yeah, the Raiders 11-5 now on the season, and they're having a really good team. They can make a good run at the tournament as well. So that's a look at some of the regional sports report. Really glad that you joined us this morning. Morning show sponsor, Bill, can you tell them about our morning show sponsor here?
Yes, morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. And as always, we'll close out the show with a rendition of America the Beautiful. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.